The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread? Or a snake when he asks for a fish? You then who are wicked know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. Once a grandfather was having an interesting conversation with his grandson on prayer. And he asked his grandchild, "Do you pray every night?" He says, "Every night before I go to bed, I pray. Never does a night go by in which I don't say faithfully my prayers." Then he asked him, "Do you pray in the morning?" He said, "No, I never pray in the morning." Grandfather said, "Well, why didn't you pray in the morning?" He said, "Because in the morning I'm not afraid." Interesting story, huh? You know, we pray. Sometimes people pray only when the gang member following him with a gun, okay? Or when we have some type of tragedy. But we should try to pray always. Jesus said, pray always without giving up hope. So the petition, or the first reading in the Gospel today, refers to prayer of petition. Who should we pray for? We should pray for everyone. However, there should be a hierarchy of importance. If you're married and with a family, which most of you are, first person you should pray for, this is Thomas Aquinas. Is yourself. Got you there, huh? That took you by surprise, huh? Aquinas says, first you pray for yourself. Because God wants you to be saved. You pray for yourself, you're not putting any obstacles in the path. Then you would pray for your spouse. Amen or oh me? Okay. Yeah, you pray for your spouse. That would be number two. Then after that, you pray for your children. Especially for their salvation. That they'll make it to heaven. Thomas Aquinas defines love. Love is willing the good of the other. What is the summum bonum? What is the greatest good? What is it? The salvation. So good parents every day should pray for the salvation of their children. Amen? Amen. You should do that every day. And every year, when it's your son or daughter's birthday, the first gift you should give to your daughter or your son is to offer a mass for her. Yeah. That's the greatest gift. I celebrated my 16th birthday on Friday. I'm 16. So I was born on leap year. Okay? Got a lot of gifts. A lot of gifts. They got a little envelope opened up and said, for your birthday, I have 25 masses offered for you. Love, Mom. I like that. Not bad, huh? The other gifts are great. But having 25 masses, my mom always wins, no? Because she knows that that's what I really need, are masses for myself and for the apostolic work that I'm carrying out. Because of all the prayers that you can offer for anyone, the holy sacrifice of the Mass is more powerful than all the prayers of all the people in all the world and all the time. I'm not using hyperbole. One Mass. Now, say your rosaries, your chaplets. Make your holy hour and be faithful. But the most powerful prayer is the Mass. Because when we pray, we're offering our own prayers in our heart. When we offer the Mass, we're offering Jesus to God the Father. That's Opus Dei. That's the work of the Lord. Who else should we pray for? Then we should pray for our relatives. Our relatives. Our blood relatives. We should do that. After that, who should we pray for? Pray for our friends. Pray for our friends. Especially for their salvation. Who else should we pray for? Well, if we work, we should be praying for our work colleagues. God would bless them too. Who else should we pray for? Yeah, right. We should pray for priests and bishops, right? It's pretty high in the list. Who else should we pray for? This is a group you're going to love. You got to pray for your enemies, huh? Didn't want to hear that, did you? No? But Jesus said, pray for your enemies. It's easy to pray for people that are smiling and kind to you, huh? But to pray for your enemies is very difficult. Jesus taught us. There on the cross, what did he say? Father, forgive them because they do not know what they're doing. Of the seven last words, that was the first. But I have to say this also. In the Diary of St. Faustina, time and time again Jesus says, pray in a special way for those who are dying. Yeah. Because the most important moment in our life, Catherine of Siena says, most important moment in our life, now and at the hour of our death. How we die will determine for all eternity our destiny, either salvation or damnation, either heaven or hell. It all depends on that moment that we die. For that reason, we pray this prayer, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. So every time you pray the rosary, You're preparing yourself for a holy and happy death 50 times. If you pray the rosary faithfully, the Blessed Mother is going to give you the grace of all graces, the grace to die in the state of grace. And when the rubber hits the road, when all is said and done, it's the only thing that really matters in life, is to die in the state of grace so that we can go to heaven for all eternity. Amen?
Amen.
So I've given you a list. Pray for yourself, pray for your spouse, pray for your children, pray for your relatives, pray for your colleagues, pray for your enemies, pray also for those who are dying. Pray for the church, also pray for the souls in purgatory, because the souls in purgatory are dependent upon our prayers. Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Amen.